Well, we got a pretty good crowd here already. They're still filing into the ball into the gymnasium here as the Glacier Bears are out first on the court. Here at Metacat, you sit up on the stage, and you're looking down across the floor, about mid-court anyway. Glacier Bears are seated to my left while the Chiefs are seated to my right, and they're stepping out on the court now. Looks like Klinger will be jumping at center, shaking hands with Xavier Gormley. And, of course, everybody's shaking hands all the way around, so the two big boys are going to step in there and tip the ball off. Glacier Bears will be going to my right to start with. Chiefs will be going to the left here. Both boys step in the center here. Official steps up. Looks like they're going to tap back here. There's the whistle, taps up, and it's going to be controlled by the Glacier Bears, but it's knocked out of his hands. Stearns had it, but it's knocked out of his hands by Winters. And quickly down the court they come here. He's got a ball, goes back underneath, up and in. Nice pass inside as Winters came off that right-hand side and was able to lay it up and in and get the first 2 points of the ball game for the Chiefs. Badger goes left-hand side to Stearns. Looks like the Chiefs are going to be playing a zone defense here, 1-2-2 right now. They extend it out just a little bit. Glacier Bears are making their adjustment. They're calling out. Badger goes left. Comes back to the right, gets it knocked almost loose, but Stearns is able to come up with it for the Glacier Bears. Alley-oop inside, but knocked away, and quickly down the court comes Henderson. He stops, almost loses his dribble. He does, picks it up, battered around. Finally, the ball comes out in the hands of Mars, and he puts up a long three, doesn't go. Klinger pulls the board down for the Glacier Bears. Mars didn't waste any time, wanted to shoot that three. Green takes the baseline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds and goes off of his leg as he had the got by the first defender, but Henderson stepped in there and was able to cut him off from going to the hoop. All right. Winter will handle the basketball for the Chiefs as they come up across the half court. Glacier Bears dropping back. They're playing a man-to-man defense right now. They come back out to Marsden. He saws down the left-hand side. He's a freshman. Comes back out to Gormley. They're working it around the outside as Henderson's got it now. Gives up the dribble, comes back to Marsden, takes a couple dribbles, stops, puts up the shot about six, and he's got it. So Henderson picks up his first two. So Glacier Bears have the basketball down 0-4 back to Stearns. Long three on the way off the front of the iron, rolls around, and he got it all, and it fell in. So Josh Stearns picks up three from the three-point line for the Glacier Bears off of that left-hand side. Nobody picked him up. He said, I'll take the shot. Goes right inside to Gormley, back out to the top to Marsden. Keep reversing the ball around. Henderson wanted to go down lane. Nice defense by Swinton that time. Didn't give it to him. Now they'll kick it back around. Shot and up and good by Clark. He gets a little jumper as he got the screen and was able to put it off the side of the screen and put it up and in. Badger out at the top. He takes a dribble to the left-hand side to Stearns. Back to Badger way beyond the three-point arc. Looking for Klinger underneath there, but they can't see him as he came up to the top there. Now he comes back up again. He's there. They find him this time. Turn around. He could have put up the shot. Doesn't. Kicks the ball back out to Swinton along the left baseline. Keeps going, puts up the shot, being checked. Goes back down into Swinton's hands. Badger almost loses it, but gets it back before it goes across the half-court line. Kicks it back to the left-hand side to Stearns. Three-pointer on the way. Same shot, same result. And he's got six, and they're going to call a quick timeout here as T.J. Scott is not too happy about the defense that's being played here. As both times, everybody's sagging in on Klinger. And Josh Stearns just stands right there at the three-point arc, just a little ways past the free throw line extended, and just waits for the ball to come back. And nobody gets around him, and so he puts up the shot. And looks like Dalton Klinger's going to check into the ball game real quick for the Glacier Bears. As I mentioned, Coach Ann Fossman has the boys here on this Metlakatla trip as Coach Steve Fossman, like I said, a little bit laid up there and not able to make the trip this time. All right, 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. Glacier Bears 4 and the Metlakatla Chiefs 6 here. So both times the officials come back over now. They've corrected it, and now they've made it into both of those being a two-point shot instead of a three-point shot by Stearns. So Stearns still gets credit for the basket, only he's just not going to get quite as many points out of the deal. All right. Back out on the court they come. Goes into the hands of Winter. Carson Winter handles the basketball for the Chiefs. He goes right hand side. Driving down the lane was Clark. He kicks the ball back out. This time it goes to Gormley. He puts up the shot. A little bit strong. Rebound down to Marsden. Turn around. He'll put it back up a little short. fight for it underneath, and looks like the Chiefs are going to come up with it, and the bucket goes to Henderson, and he fought for the basket basketball underneath, was able to get it, put it right back up and in. Glacier Bears bring the ball up down the court. Goes over to Badger, left-hand side, stops. Now he's going to be called for the travel as Green stepped out, but then he stopped, and then Badger drug his foot trying to give him the ball. Substitution, Swinton back into the ball game, and Dalton Klinger will take a quick seat. That one really was more not so much Badger's fault as he tried to make the pass, but then the kid backed away. Now they go back inside to Gormley, and he just shoots it up and over the top of Klinger. Klinger needs to get his hands up there. All right, Badger comes down the left-hand side, kicks the ball back inside, going to be knocked out of bounds, though, as the Glacier Bears are down by 6, 10-4 here, as the Chiefs come out strong. 4:40 to go here in the first quarter of action. Green with the basketball, right-hand side. Alley-oops inside to Klinger, but knocked away, and the ball ends up in the hands of Carson Winter. Winter comes down, stops. Nobody picks him up. He puts up the shot. Rebound fought for underneath, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Glacier Bears. Nobody picked him up. He stopped about 6 feet away. Fortunately for the Glacier Bears, he missed that easy little shot. Nobody was around him. Comes back down. Badger will handle the ball on the left-hand side. Comes about, looks for Stern. Stops, puts up the three-pointer off the back of the iron. No rebound, fought for underneath. And looks like Henderson for the Chiefs comes up with it. Gets it back into the hands of Winter, and he'll bring it across. Be patient on his offense. Coach Scott calls out the play that he wants him to run. It comes back outside to Clark. Clark takes a dribble down the lane. Nobody picks him up, and he kicks it back out. But there's going to be a foul on the play. He would have had the lay-in, but he elected to make an underhanded pass. But meantime, it looks like Swinton come across and is going to be called for the foul, as I don't think Dylan realized that the ball really wasn't in his hands anymore and was pushing him out. All right, ball's underneath by the Chiefs. They try to go back inside to Gormley. Can't get anything with it. Back out, and long three-pointer, no. Doesn't go around. Rebound comes back down. There's going to be a whistle underneath as it came down into Henderson's hands. And looks like the foul is going to be on. It's going to be on 4-0, all right, and that'll be Swinton second. He's got a pretty tough job underneath there as he's down low under there, and Gormley, Henderson, and Marsden, they all go down there. Shot is up and rolls off the front of the rim, and in goes Henderson. He picks up his fifth point of the ball game, extends the lead to 11-4. Quick substitution now as Swinton had to take a seat on that. That's his second. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Shot's on its way, and this one looks like nothing but net and is. Gets it to drop. He's got 6. 12-4 is the score. Glacier Bears have the ball and the 4 points. Badger goes down inside, puts up the shot, partially checked on it, as quickly coming back down with the ball is the Chiefs. They're on the dribble, left-hand side. Comes Clark. Clark goes back out. He'll go to Henderson all the way over to Winter. Goes through his hands and out of bounds. So Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball back on that turnover. Far side. 3:43 to go, first quarter action. Get the ball back inside. Badger will come across the top. Chiefs don't come out too far. Now they extend it out a little bit. They come out to the right-hand side to Stearns. He alley-oops inside to Klinger. Stops, puts up the jumper about 6. A little hard, though. Rebound comes back down the hands of Henderson. Klinger had a nice shot on it. Good look at it. Just couldn't get it to go. Shot the ball a little bit too hard. They go back inside to Gormley. Stops. Wants the shot, and he puts it up too hard off the glass. Rebound comes down in the hands of Green. Quick out to Badger, and they're pushing it up the left-hand side. Badger goes hard to the hoop. Wants to get the shot. It's going to draw the foul instead. Henderson was right there, so Badger did the right thing. They had the right numbers, and it is on Henderson. That'll be his first personal foul. Team foul-wise, team two on the Glacier Bears, one on the Chiefs. Badger at the free throw line for the Glacier Bears. Bounces it a couple of times. This one's on its way off the back of the iron, a little bit too strong. And substitution number 10, Christian Hayward's coming into the basketball game for the Chiefs right now. Badger back at the free throw line. Another free throw here. And we got another substitution. Stegan's going to check into the ball game. Stearns will come out for the Glacier Bears. Badger just patiently waiting at the free throw. Now the official steps in, signals one more shot. Edger's got the ball. He'll bounce it a couple of times. 3:14 to go. First quarter shot is good. So Jordan Badger picks up his first point, and he gets that from the free throw line. All right, Chiefs come down slowly. Glacier Bears dropping back into the defense. Chiefs way beyond the three-point arc. Cutting across the lane was normally they try to go back inside. Stops, puts up a little hook shot, bounces around, doesn't get the bounce right. Found fought for, going to be tied up as Klinger. And Xavier Gormley, he gets tied up underneath. Going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Both those boys, even though Klinger has got about 4 or 5 inches on him. Well, when I look at the two out there, there's not 4 or 5 inches difference between them. They've, according to my paperwork, they're supposed to be, but there's not. All right, comes back inside Glacier Bears. They go to Klinger. He comes back out. Now there's going to be a whistle. Marsden's going to be called it. Danny will be called for that first personal foul. Glacier Bears are trying to go inside to Klinger now as he sits down low, maybe at the block or a little bit lower, then comes charging up and then gets the ball, puts his hand up. Looks like Sage is going to check into the ball game. Klinger's going to take a quick seat. For the Glacier Bears, they set at the stack play on the right-hand side here. So they were trying to get the ball to Klinger inside. He'll definitely have a shot if they can get it inside there. He's going to work at it. Ball's inbound, stolen away by Henderson. Back to Gormley, and they'll get it back over to Marsden. He's on the dribble. Kicks the ball back out, and they're going to set the play at the top. As Hayward comes around, comes left-hand side, they go back to Marsden, just at the free throw line, stop, spin, move, stop, puts up the shot. No, it doesn't go. Gormley picks it up and in. Xavier just got that board, didn't even come down with it, and laid it up and in and got the easy hoop out of it. 14-5 is the score. Glacier Bears have the 5 points. Kick the ball to the right-hand side. They go over to Thing. Stops. Green down the baseline, surrounded by White. Now it gets it back into the hands of Klinger. And that comes back left-hand side to Badger. They'll bring the ball back out to the top. Goes back baseline. They go to Sage. Turn around, Hudson, and there it is. He's got it. Nobody was around. He turned around. Nobody was there to pick him up, and he got the easy little lay-in out of it. Looks like Kyle Klinger is going to check back into the ball game. The next opportunity shot by Henderson is good. He takes a little jumper from out 8 feet out, and he picks up his 8 point, extends lead 16-7. Badger with the basketball. He'll come down the left-hand side. Now he'll keep the dribble. Goes right side to Dalton Klinger. They go back to Hudson Sage again. He goes back into Green. Stops. Puts up the shot. Partially checked and going to be a foul. Body got him there a little bit on that one. And it'll be 2-4, and that'll be Xavier's first personal foul. Only third team foul. At the free throw line. Green. Shots on the way. Oh, off to the right-hand side. Doesn't go. Kyle Klinger, he'll check back into the ball game. Hudson Sage will take a quick seat. I think Coach Ann wanted to let Kyle know that, you know, he just got to be a little more aggressive, get his hands up there, get in that position to get that ball. Shots on its way, off the right-hand side, fought for underneath, is back in the hands of, all right, that worked out great because the shot went up, went off the hands, and just dropped right into the hands of Dalton Klinger, and he put it up and in. And he was right under the bucket. Nobody was there. Shot goes up and is made by Henderson. Henderson, he's just going wild right now. He's got 10. They go right-hand side to Klinger. Back to Green, cutting down the lane. Stops. Nothing there. He'll kick the ball back out, but he's going to be called for the travel. He was surrounded, and he was looking for some place to go with the basketball. Couldn't find anything. Ended up dragging his pivot foot. Chiefs have the basketball. They'll bring it up. Hayward up across the half-court line. 18-9, still the score. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Chiefs have the lead. They'll bring the ball down. They take a couple dribbles right-hand side as Henderson. They go all the way down. Long three on the way off the side of the iron. No, not able to get that one to go as Clark, but Hayward comes down, or excuse me, Marsden comes down with it, but it's going to go out of bounds, and the ball goes back to the Chiefs. Marsden had a nice look at the hoop that time, just wasn't able to get it to fall. Okay, ball comes back into Hayward. Goes left-hand side. 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. 18, Metlakatla, 9, Haynes. They're just waiting for one shot. Coach Scott, TJ, says, we want one shot. Now they're down to 15. Now he says go. comes out at the top is Marsden. He'll get the ball back into Hinsernan. They go back inside down the center lane. They'll kick it back out to Gormley. He puts it up. No rebound fought for underneath. Klinger's trying to control it. Does. 0.5 seconds to go, but you can hear the buzzer in the background. We're going to finish this first quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears finishing with 9 points and the Metlakatla Chiefs finishing it with 18 points. Well, we're going to turn it back to the KHN studios for 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute.